Okay, we're holding here on page 230 in Parshas Vayeshev, and then Pasuk Lamed Zayin Yudalid. Vayomel Alech No Reish Lamachecha, and so on. So there's another Barbanel here, and he says like this. Ukvachosh v'anoshech hachomim, shahoye kol ha-maisech reichi gozum ulfanu yisbarach, shayir yakvonu mitraimo. This was all pre-plotted, right? Everything was set up that they should, and we needed Yosef Mitzrayim. The only way to get him down was the brothers would ship him there. And it appears there was pre-nigzer. So there was no avera. And therefore they shouldn't have had an onesh. Elo me eitza mukos lo yisit tzadik hakomo b'chevrin. Lekayim ha-shnem kegeri yazaracha. So, Chazal seemed to point this out very clearly as being an incredible plot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, there's no mokim for b'chira here. V'omam gake zichayin v'rocha, roi Yaakov avinu leird mitzayim v'shal shalol shal barzal v'chulu. Except HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it go through Yosef. Umamorim acherim morim also kavana. There are many other mamorim that seem to show this kavana. Hello. Shekasha yuvan hadas as a bazaar oifin mibli is benes acheres. Yevli sofik seis apinas apchir and nusha the gamri. If that's where you understand it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated these steps, and he was like just a little puppet, then there's no bchira. V'lachen. Masha roya shayama bezek kifi iyun atayvu, shahatachlis hakolel kifi agzera loikis huachreichi. What's muchrach is the tachlis. In other words, that Klal Yisrael will end up Mitzrayim, that there was no choice. But, omnom, advar machelkim evim elav, hem epsharim bechirim behemes. But how to get that is bechira. We could have gotten to the same point through many ways. None of them were muchrach. So this is the biggest thing Rabbi Nel says. The Shalak Kaddish also says it in his base of bechira when he speaks of bechira. In base of bechira is like sort of the first chelak, so to speak, chapters of his of the Shalak Kaddish. And this is the point they say. The gzeiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are always on the end result. How one gets to it, if we get to it directly, if not roundabout, if either through a mitzvah or through avera. But the point is, at the end of the day, we get to it no matter what. So, ki'ilu, toima, she'irina sakamon san logosham, Yaakov's going down to live Mitzrayim with his children could have happened in different ways. So what they did was in the realm of the possible, not in the realm of the must. And that's the big difference. So the tachlis is always dictated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mahalat of the tachlis is dictated by Adam. What Chazal say that it was from the Eitza Muka, who bebchinas hatachlis. That's as regards the tachlis. B'lechein zochu b'beyishalchem emek chevron gzeres ben absorim bolvad. So when we speak about the tachlis of getting down there is one thing. We speak about how to get there. That was not muchach. Umashanamin anachnu b'efshoros v'bechiru b'maisa pratim u'shem v'remes. So we believe in bechira on the particular way which something happened, whereas in the terms of the end result, that's after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to apply this a minute to a bunch of other things. When we talk about bechira, when we talk about bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So, and ishtadlus, and all these inyanim. The bitochen always is on a certain end result. The mahalach of how to get to it varies in situation, person to person. So bitochen is appropriately chal on the end point, but the way to get to it, through ribui shtadlus, not ribui shtadlus, through tefillah, not ribui tefillah, all those inyanim, that's really in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And that's in our hands. How to get there. And it's very possible that in Mitzrayim they suffered that for that chet. Moshavati b'mayim ben absorim et yadur teyrek eres ha'achal. Aber parashas mikitz esko b'za heta sheni masvik ma'oid v'chiyach sheshom pirsima einshon kosh v'kan pirsima chitam. So he says that he wants to say that it could very well be that the what they did wrong by selling him is why they went in Golas Mitzrayim. There's a certain media connected midah that they sold in El Mitzrayim. The problem with that is in Brisbane Absurm already it says that they would go down, they would be avodim in Eretz Lehem. So that certainly came before. In other words, you can't, I mean, over there we're talking about Dafka because they sinned and they sold the brother down, that they would be sold to a place that wouldn't be theirs. So it's hard to understand a little bit where he's coming from and saying that it's the Brisbane Absurim written all over again. So I'm not sure. It's also very interesting, there's a Ravid. The Rambam and Ravid speak about why were the Mitzrim punished when they were harsh to Klal Yisrael? Doesn't it say, Ger Zachar Bertha Lehem Havadim Yinoisam? So the Mitzrim were fulfilling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzvah. So the Rambam says that no particular Mitzri had to do what he did in order for the Gezerah Klalus of Nizkayim. So yes, Klal Yisrael would be hurt by Mitzrim, but every single Mitzri we put on trial, he doesn't have a divine chiyuv to go into Mitzrayim Klal Yisrael. He could just go about his own business. The fact that he stepped out and took control shows something bad about him. Okay, next one is when you say Ishvi Nesei Basoda, Vashla Ishle Matavakesh, and so on. But to say Ishvihine Toya Basoda, Yoima, Kihu Toyem in Aderech, he was wandering off the road, Lahir there on Yelech, he didn't know where we go. Vinichas Basoda, he came into a field, Kibemokam Amirim Vax Aisam. Because he was looking for them in a place where they'd be feeding animals. Viarachakos was there. Why is the Pasuk, I mean, bottom line, his father sent him out to find his brothers. He reached his brothers and they said, we're going to kill him. The story of his travails without the GPS, looking and wandering in the wrong field to find him, so what? So Rabban says, V'yarech ha-kosev ha-zeh le-hagid, ki siboiz rabiz boilov shero l'achsalei. There were many obstacles that could place in his way. In other words, if he was a little more sensitive, he would have seen all sorts of red flags. He knew that this is not good, that his brothers don't like him, and that things are happening elsewhere not good. But he felt a chiyuv to do kvayd aviv, and to come back to his father and say, you know, it's a little difficult to get there, would be not a kavod. Ulodeina oid ki agzira emes vachritzas sheker, that trying to do things when there's a gzera against it is not going to get you anywhere, because the gzera remains emes and the industriousness is a shaker. Ki zimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mer derech shlamidai havim v'yobin. He was trying, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him somebody that took him exactly to his brothers. V'lazen eskam rabbi seinu v'amram ki ishim ha'elahim alochim shaloi alchim ha'yikol sif hazeh li di'enu ki atzaf Hashem itofu. So the purpose of the story is to tell us that Hashem Tokum, that there was a lot of reasons why he should have been careful, wary, whatever. And he didn't, because it was Me'eis Hashem that he would go there and be sold and so on. So it's interesting. I don't know if this conflicts with what the Avraham said, but they had Bechira. It was Me'eis Hashem to lead him to his brothers, and his brothers maybe didn't have such a good feeling towards him. But would they actually sell him? Would they actually kill him? That was up to them, I guess. Okay, next one is a fascinating Sfarnu. And he deals with nominally a diktik issue, but he really uncovers a very deep psychological point. It says, Vayisnaklu oso lahamiso. Now, Vayisnaklu oso lahamiso grammatically is horribly contorted. The word nochel is a plotter, a schemer. In modern Ivrit, a nochel is a con man. That's the lashon of nochel. So it should have said, or technically, it should have said vayisnaklu lahamiso. What do you mean vayisnaklu oso lahamiso? Vayisnaklu would mean they plotted to kill him. The word oso here is totally extra. So the Sfarno says, hine loshen nochel yore alam tzos lahara. Nochel means to plot or to scheme in an evil way. Kamayashe nichlu lachem. Omar, he said, what's the point telling you? Shechoshvu es Yosef believom nochel lahamis. Vishaboy lem loyal shlomo emutem alila. Alachtiagesh kalavim. So it says like this, Vayisnaklu oso means they thought him to be a plotter and a schemer. You know, they're there minding their own business. All of a sudden, this brother that has nothing to do with them is sort of slinking into the camp. So they said, there's something wrong over here. The guy, he is coming. So Vayisnaklu oso, Lamisa means they made him into a misnakel that he's coming to kill them, or they wanted to do in order to kill them. The Lashon Hispael, the fact that it says Vayisnakel Yura al Tzira Dava Benefesh, in other words, they what's the right word for it? They imposed it upon themselves. They thought of the fact that he might be nochel. You're thinking through a something bad to do to me. So means that they held him to be a plotter who's plotting to kill them. What's the point of this pasuk? Ubaze hoydia, ma hayolomoy bi'es kulon tzadikim gemurim, asher shmo Hashem zikaron, eich nodu leib yachtov larag es acheyem olamachoy, v'lenichmoy alara. He's bothered by a question. They were tzadikim gemurim. Their names are inscribed that, and yet they kill him so that they could get his chelik or whatever it is. How can people in general, and certainly people that were such chshuvim, come to do something as bad as this? So he says, take a look. Kigam kesha omru aval hashemim anachnu alachenu lo omru zatiya shmosam lechirosam yisosay. When they regretted, they didn't have any regrets about what they paskened. They said, but we should have still granted clemency. It's still so he asks. You see that first of all, it's very hard for anybody to want to kill his brother. Certainly not Tzadik Olam. And even when everything collapsed around them, they said, yes, we did wrong in not having ex rachmim, but not, how could they do it? What happened? The answer is they demonized him. They said that he is somebody who is out to kill them. Well, if the other person has a gun, he's out to kill you, you obviously can and should kill him first. V'hine higir ha-kosov, ki tziru b'libam v'chosh ha-sensiv l'nocham slash v'nafsham, l'amizno ha-zom ha-vo shneem, v'atarom ha-bo lahar v'cho. So with the bo lahar v'cho is where and they were able to get them. It's very interesting. It says, v'chosh ha-sensiv l'nocham slash v'nafsham, what does it mean that he's trying to have them, not have olam haba? I'm not clear what that means. But at any rate, and on that, this one it says we also say, so I guess someone's trying to get through an avera, you gotta kill him because of olam haba. But so says because they thought him to be a bad person, or they made him into a bad person, that's why they could safely, they didn't have a problem with the conscience in getting him to, in trying to kill him. My father's Chen Vracha was in the camps, and it was the ghetto for many. Kovner ghetto was almost a year before another war. So he said that he saw one of the German soldiers seemed to him a little bit more mensch of the other ones. Like he was like a country bumpkin, but he looked like more kindly than the other ones. So at a moment he asked him, how can you do this to us? Why are you doing it to us? And he said, the soldier answered, well, it's your fault. You Jews created the whole war and you brought this whole calamity. So that it's your fault. And my father said he really thought the guy believed it. Mm-hmm. The guy was a simple country bumpkin, and he never, wasn't terribly intelligent, and that's what he felt. So it even good people can do bad to people to other people simply because they demonized him. They made him into a bad person. So the road to get somebody to do bad to somebody else is by turning the other person into a rodef and so on. And the problem is that sometimes right, sometimes wrong. I mean, you find in machlokas, when people have machlokas and the going gets rough, and even unfortunately very, very from people have all sorts of machlokas. And invariably what happens is each side tries to portray the other side as the wicked one, and so on and so forth. The arguments seem a lot more on if you let them do X, Y, or Z, you don't know what's going to happen, rather than saying why A, B, or C is better than X, Y, or Z. That's just the way it is. So
the story here, is he trying to give some justification to why they wanted to kill him?
Yeah.
And he calls him tzaddikim. I mean, so up till now, what type of, you almost think
they have a brother who's walking around all day long telling them about how he has dreams that he's going to rule over them and they're going to be his avadim and they're going to be shtachvatim. So the conclusion was he's a megalomaniac, and being that he's so capable and bright and so on and so forth, if you give him a chance, he's going to really, really be mishtaler and everything. He's going to take over everything.
And that's deserving of death for him, even if it's, I guess,
the question was, he would enslave them. The choice was, he would enslave them, and if someone comes to you and says, I really think that I'm going to take over, and I'm going to become a dictator. Let's say somebody's planning to become a dictator, and not do anything worth being a dictator. I think people would feel that it's appropriate to do anything, including killing the person, to get rid of him. Take away your freedom, in a sense. He comes and tells them, I've been having these dreams lately where I'm the king. I wonder what that must mean. So they said, yes, the person is a megalomaniac, and his desire is to make some slaves of his. So we'll sell him off as a slave. The question is always, in Machlokas, who's the Rodik and who's the Nirda. And usually each side thinks of the other side as a Rodik. Very rarely do you get people saying, well, the other side are very nice people, but we still need to be Rodik because we want the prize or whatever it is. It'll usually come with, because X or Y or Z. But this point is, I mean, today we understand that it's demonizing the other person allows you to treat him like that. You project on the other person. Okay. By the way, let me just comment a piece about this over here. He says that when they had charata, about the fact that they weren't merachim on him, but not on the etzem mechira. So let's ask ourselves a shaila. The halacha is, I mean, if you say that this Dayan Paskins, and you know, and he's very straightforward and din, and doesn't show favoritism, so we would think that that's good. Let's say you have a judge, and one side is crying or whatever it is, you would feel most appropriate that you not be swayed by that. So what was the issue here? I mean, they were dayanim, and they felt, you know, maybe they might have made a mistake, but they felt. So why the bischana lena was there? So I think, in some way, that itself was the taina. In other words, how can you be so cold and calculating about a brother? There's a reason why in a trial a judge can and should recuse himself when he's too close to the person, because he doesn't have the ability to pass it. I'm afraid my emotions will overcome. Here, the emotions didn't, but you're talking about a brother. If you were an outside dayan, and you have to be danadin, that's what a dayan does, and then maybe it's a mile of a dayan. But you as a brother, how can you be so objective and calm and cool when it means shipping off the other person for avdus or kill him, whatever it is? So I think that was the imic of the taina, is that the fact that they were not merachim, despite the fact that it's a brother, being a brother should have spoiled their ability to handle it objectively. Okay, we'll hold it here.